Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing with the new moon energy? I'm here, Zoe Moon, to cover the week of January 11th through the 19th, and our new moon got underway today, the 11th, and over the next 2 weeks through the 25th, it will give us added momentum with the goals that we set or the goals that we pursue, with our career interests, with what's happening with higher-up people in our lives, with anything around status, reputation, or fame. So we have, you know, cosmic boost behind it. And I did talk about this new moon in last week's show to give you guys a heads up. I just want to add a little bit to that story since it's so powerful in this week that we are now entering. And so, you know, to point out that at the crosshairs of this new moon, we have the North Node of Destiny sitting in Aries at the same exact degree, and we have the Karmic South Node sitting in Libra at the same exact degree. So 20 degrees of Capricorn is the new moon, 20 degrees of Aries, North Node of Destiny, 20 degrees of Libra, the Karmic South Node. All of that pours into around 20 degrees of Cancer and really draws in, like I said, a crossroads between the past and the future. The North Node at this point, as we are launching with these goals, as we are launching with, you know, any new or next chapter career momentum or with these higher up people, you know, it's really asking us to look at how we want to redefine ourselves going forward. You know, are we freeing ourselves from something? Are we stepping towards our better self? Are we focused on how our image or brand or name or title, did we sign something or do we sign something? Does it involve us physically being there? You know, because that's where the future is. And is there something in the balance here that has been going on with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an advocate, a competitor or opponent that is tied into karmic past life stories that came into this, whatever it is for each of you, you know, that we're rebalancing at this time as part of it. So, you know, we're kind of looking at where this goal is taking us between these two themes. And as it pours out into Cancer, it really brings an emotional focus to what is going on. It may be asking us to look at what's happening with home or real estate deals, moves, renovations, or family matters, a parent or roommate situation. And so there's a lot tied into it. This is also the very last new moon in our lifetime in Capricorn that will be tied to Pluto in Capricorn. And so, you know, it is a wide orb, but it is there, you know, so it definitely is involving it with deep, profound change. It may bring financial interest into the story. It may tie in with intimacy. It may tie in with third parties that are involved. And so it's just incredibly powerful. The alignments in this new moon are really strong and really positive. And so, I mean, it really kicked my behind today. I was like, feel like I've been shot out of a cannon all day long today. And I'm actually tired by the time I'm doing this show tonight. Sorry about that. But, you know, so I'm feeling it. I don't know how you guys are feeling it. I definitely know that the cardinal signs are feeling it the strongest. So that's Aries and Cancer and Libra and Capricorn. But everybody's getting this boost. And so we'll go through and talk about where that's at and just touch on that for everyone again. And then the next thing that's happening is that Mercury will be moving into the same sign as this new moon. That starts on Saturday, and it kicks in at 9:49 p.m. Eastern, 6:49 p.m. Pacific on Saturday the 13th, and it will be touring through Capricorn until February 5th. And so Mercury coming on board really opens up the ideas and opens up the conversations about these goals, the career, the status, the fame, or these authority figures, what's going on with the boss, the parent, the judge, director, teacher, mentor, producer, or whoever is in that higher up position. And so it can also help you get into meetings. It can help sales move along. It can help writing or agreements, short trips or local activities that are involved with these themes. And if you want to make note on your calendar for the standout days coming up with this, Saturday evening, once it comes in, may stand out on the 13th. Definitely the 18th when Mercury moves into an opportunity with Saturn and opens up those conversations or offers or decisions and really ties in with something solidifying or important happening with an institution or with the research and development or what's going on, you know, with anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual. The 19th is also a big day when Mercury harmonizes with Jupiter, puts a big flow around something going on with a purchase or your possessions or the income. Then the 27th, Mercury will come and conjoin with Mars in Capricorn, really bringing a lot of activity to what is going on here, a real push for that fresh start in those arenas. And then the 28th, when Mercury will harmonize with Uranus, bringing some excitement or some innovation in flow with these goals and your decisions and the career and these authority figures as it pertains to income purchases or possessions. And then I do want to say January 29th, when Mercury will come to that 20 degrees of the new moon that is in play, and so may, or well, was in play, so may stimulate some news or choices that are focused on what we were going for with the goal. And then finally, I would want to say, well, no, before I get to that, and then the last Mercury alignment would be February 2nd, when Mercury aligns with Neptune, a big opportunity, the door opens, there's something imaginative or fantastical or having to do with our dreams and how reality and our dreams are coming together at that point. Again, could bring the inspiration around artistry or spirituality or romance into the story or help with the institutions or research and development with the story. So as you guys can see, there's so many doors opening now, and this is such a significant and powerful boost forward that I just want to say, you know, be proactive going for what it is you want. Obviously, I can't see your own chart, so you may have an obstacle or an issue somewhere in there. But as far as the general overview, this is definitely putting us on course and helping us go for it. And then finally, I would say, you know, we will also have personal planetary activation of this new moon degree, you know, by Mars happening between January 31st and February 1st when Mars hits that 20th degree. So definitely revs up the action, you know. What if people moving? I don't know. That's January 31st into February 1st. That's what it makes me think of. But whatever your activities are at that point. And then Venus will activate the 20 degrees of Capricorn between February 8th and 9th. And that could be a time where we're really seeing the fruits of our pursuit with these goals having to do with love or money or having to do with beauty or pleasure. So very cool. All right. So, you know, Aries, this is all about this week ahead. Once again, setting goals, pursuing goals, going for something with a higher up individual or several higher up individuals or your career needs. The new moon is now in play, the 11th through the 25th. And you may be kind of balancing something with your own needs and how you are in relationship to special significant people in that story, and then looking at how grounded or rooted you feel, how your emotional needs are being met when it comes to home and family or just, you know, your connections with others. And by Saturday the 13th, Mercury moves into this zone of goals and career and status and fame and authority figures and stays until the 5th. Check all those dates I gave just now at the top of the show, but this is your cue to get in there and talk or meet or interview or focus on the writing, the sales, the agreements, short trips, local activities. Also, Aries, it may bring some interaction with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, or the idea of a move or something going on with transportation or electronics, short trips, you know, as it pertains to those subjects. So you definitely are going to see a lot opening up again in this week ahead with these themes. For Taurus, these goals, the status, what's happening with your career or what's happening with these higher up people is wrapped around ninth house topics and really boosting you forward in this week ahead. So it may mean that legal agreements are being signed or offered. It may be that travel plans or distant situations are coming into view. It may be that there's something with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting getting ready to go forward. It could be that there's something with higher education or ceremonies or religion or politics or your other belief systems that are revving up and you're ready to launch. So with the new moon, you have from the 11th through the 25th, you may have something in the balance between you and another person with your destiny wrapped up in the stuff you're doing behind the scenes and with projects and development, with institutions, with research, with anything tied to your artistic, romantic, or spiritual life. And what's going on with other key significant people and past life, past life connections having to do with the work you do, your health, your animals, your paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. This is pouring out into emotional conversations or decisions for you and looks very powerful and very positive for you. You know, last one tied to Pluto, so there could be that financial or intimate or third-party influence as you are launching forward with these themes that you're interested in. And then Mercury comes into the story on Saturday the 13th in the evening and will be there until February 5th. So now you can hear news or get into those talks or meetings or take those short trips or focus on the sales or the writing or the interviews or decisions, you know, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political themes. One second. I should have brought it in here. I'm drinking lemon water and I'm out. Okay, so, you know, check the dates I gave at the top of the show for all the key dates for Mercury when those things really stand out. The alignments are all positive, so really giving you more added boost to get in there and go for something in these realms. For Gemini, you know, when it comes to this fresh, big, powerful boost forward with your goals and career and status and authority figures, it is linked to financial topics for you on the one hand. So maybe there's a loan or debt or inheritance or taxes or insurance or investments or alimony, child support, you know, a mortgage, a partner's money, anything like that. Or it can be about launching these goals towards where you want to go with your sex life or your intimacy or your reproductive needs or how you're moving forward with dealing with a birth or a death or a divorce or what's happening with these powerful third-party stories in your life. So as you're looking at the North Node and the South Node tied into that, you know, it's kind of placing you in a position to look towards your future here as it pertains to your own aspirations and original projects and social life and online pursuits. And with the past karmic stuff, really kind of balancing that with key individuals tied to your love life or kids or creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. And then this is pouring out into your emotional needs about your possessions, your purchases, your income, the money flow in this story. Or also, you know, on a spiritual level, like how you're being valued and what your values are here. All right, so then by Saturday the 13th in the evening, Mercury moves into this territory. So from then until February 5th, really brings in talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, short trips, local activities, moves, decisions about these financial matters or your sex life or reproductive interests or divorce, et cetera. So, you know, putting this up, it's putting it into a lot of positive-looking alignments. And I gave all those dates at the top of the show. So definitely look for those, you know, check it against your own chart, of course, but definitely a time to move with whatever it is you're going for here. All right, so for Cancer, all of this energy around, you know, giving you that big cosmic boost forward with your goals and status and career and authority figures is focused on relationship for you. So, wow, you may be starting new relationships. You may be launching forward with the relationships you're in, and this really involves romantic or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, you name it. And so you really want to be goal-oriented with that. For you guys, with the balance between the future and yourself and the karmic past stuff, you know, between destiny and karma tied in with this new moon. Cancer, you know, you're looking at where you are with your personal goals, your career, your status, your fame, or higher up people in the story, and how that is balancing with key individuals that came in from past lives that have to do with your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. All this is pouring out into your sign. So it's really, you know, coming to the Cancers on a very deep, powerful emotional level that connects to them, you know, their identity, their name on the dotted line, their image, their brand, what they want when they grow up. I can say that as a Cancer. And, you know, where you are in this story, right? So it's very powerful. It's the last one tied to Pluto. So it may bring in big, powerful changes, financial topics, sex, you know, third parties. Sounds like a party, right? Okay, so then on Saturday the 13th in the evening, Mercury enters this zone of relationship for Cancer and will be there until February 5th. So Cancer, really start, you're going to start meeting people. You're going to hear from people. You're going to get into talks and interviews and writing and sales and short trips and local activities that involve partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, et cetera. You know, and all the alignments coming up over the weeks ahead look really positive and flow. So look at the key dates I gave at the top of the show. This is going to be opening up the conversations and the ideas and the choices for you with these people. All right, so for Leo, the goals, the career, the status, these authority figures, and this big boost that we're getting in this week ahead in these areas, actually the next couple weeks, but very powerful in this week ahead. Leo, you know, this is tied to work situations, hired help, paperwork, coworkers, your health, and who's involved with that, and what's going on with these goals, going on with animals or the details in your life. So, you know, the new moon is from the 11th until the 25th of January, launching you into brand new things in those arenas or helping you take what you're involved in and move it forward. In the mix is this going towards the future with the destiny and or balancing out karmic past life scenarios. So the future with the destiny is you, where you are when it comes to travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes in those stories. And then the person that's tied to the past life and the rebalancing of whatever's going on karmically here will play out through important talks or meetings or offers, or with sales, writing, siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, moves, or local activities. And then this pours into your 12th house, Leo. This is the house of fantasy and the imagination. This is the house of institutions and research. It's the house of recuperation and karmic matters. So you're getting kind of a double karmic whammy there. It is the house of romance and artistic talents and artistic projects and recreation. So you're emotionally connecting to something there as you're boosting forward with what is happening. This is the very last new moon tied to Pluto, so there can be very powerful, deep financial, sexual, or third-party influences as well with this. All right, so on Saturday the 13th in the evening, Mercury moves into the same territory of the new moon. So, Leo, this brings the talks, the ideas, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the offers, short trips, moves, or decisions around your work opportunities or your health needs or what you're doing with the animals or the coworkers or hired help or paperwork. And so that is going to be there until February 5th. I gave all the key dates at the top of the show. Make sure you note those. The alignments look very positive. This is all a go. So jump in and see where it takes you. All right. So for Virgo, this new moon energy is giving you 2 weeks of cosmic boost from January 11th through the 25th to really start new things or launch into the new direction or next chapter with what's ever already going on. And it's about your love life and or a lover, children, creative projects and creative talents, or recreational pursuits. So you can go for all of that or pick one or two. In the balance at the crossroads of this, it, you're kind of looking at where you are with your destiny moving forward and with the karmic past life scenario tied into the story. So for Virgo, you know, you're standing at the precipice with your future destiny, and it's coming through financial arenas or your sex life or reproductive life through a divorce or third party story. And the karmic past life balance in this is some key individual or several that are tied to your income, purchases, products, or possessions. And then this is pouring out into Cancer, which means the emotional side of this for you and the way you're connecting to all of this is through your own aspirations or original projects or what's happening with friends or a group or what's happening online or with astrology or with charities or gatherings in your life. Now, Mercury joins the new moon momentum starting Saturday the 13th in the evening from 9:49 p.m. Eastern, as I said at the top of the show, and it will be there until February 5th. And so Virgo, this is going to then start bringing you into meeting people or getting into those talks or writing or the focus on sales or short trips or offers, decisions, local activities that are focused on your love life or with lovers or kids or creative projects or recreation. And there are a lot of standout dates in the weeks ahead. I gave all of those at the top of the show. Make sure you jot them down where things are really going to open up and either bring opportunity or be in flow for you with that. All right, so for Libra, all of this new moon boost and Mercury coming in and all this cosmic energy behind it, taking you into new directions or next chapters with what you're already doing. You know, this is about the goals you're setting or how your career is unfolding or these authority figures or your status or fame and what's playing out at home or with a move or a renovation or a real estate deal or with your family, parents, or roommates. And so there is this potential to get in there and really go for something. And as you're looking at where you want to take one or several of those themes, you're balancing, okay, my future destiny is on this side of the cross. Crossroad where I'm standing in connection with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, or other significant relationships, and you're weighing that against your past as it tied into past lives for you and how you were focused on yourself and were you getting the support for yourself or were you presenting yourself in the right way? How were you stepping up to the plate and, you know, what do you want to rebalance there? What do you want to let go? Have you run full gambit with a karmic cycle? You know, the future destiny is with these connections for you that are moving you forward over these themes of home, moves, real estate, family, et cetera. Now, all of this pours out into Cancer, so it is about the emotional connection or the emotional things that are sparking you about your status, your fame, your career, your life goals, and or any higher-up authority figures in the story. This is the last new moon of our lifetime tied to Pluto in Capricorn, and so very powerful. It can bring deep, powerful changes. It can help you focus on the financial or sexual, intimate, or third-party side of this story as well. By Saturday the 13th, Mercury moves into this territory and joins the story. It will be there from the evening of the 13th through February 5th. And so this talks, offers, ideas. It helps you meet with people, take short trips, write, focus on sales, make decisions that involve the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the family, the parents, the roommates. So there are a lot of key dates I gave at the top of the show. These are all looking very positive to me. Again, I don't know everybody's chart, but this looks like, you know, in general, this is bringing a lot of flow here. So note those dates and plan on getting busy in this realm. All right, for Scorpio, the new moon has now kicked in your third house, and this runs from January 11th through the 25th. It is one of our more powerful and positive-looking new moons. For you, Scorpio, it is about communication, your ideas, your talks, your interviews, meetings, sales, writing, agreements, offers, proposals, or decisions. It is equally about a more physical side to this story, which may be about fresh new starts or new directions with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So you got a lot to go for there. And, you know, 2 weeks of forward thrust, okay? Now, at the crossroads with this, you're looking at your north node of destiny where you're showing up, and it has to do with work or health or animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. And you're also looking at, on the other side of the scales, karmic south node people from past life scenarios that are in this story one way or another tied to institutions, research and development, romantic life, artistic projects, or spirituality. Also maybe some addictions or secrets that you're, you know, ready to let go of or rebalance in some way with this person. And all of this is pouring out into the sign of Cancer. And so for Scorpio, the emotional connection behind driving these forward, you know, communications and commerce energy with the new moon has to do with ninth house topics. So this may be about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. It may be about travel, distant situations, foreign markets. It may be about higher education or legal agreements, ceremonies, religion, or politics. And this is the last new moon tied to Pluto in Capricorn. And so it is also bringing deep, powerful, transformative energy to what's moving ahead. It's also helping with anything or bringing in anything financial or sexual or third party into the story as you start to launch forward. Saturday the 13th, Mercury joins this new moon. It comes in the evening. It stays until February 5th. So Mercury here is going to quicken the pace and bring maybe a balancing of one or more offers or decisions at the same time and really get you into these talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, short trips, local activities, or what's happening with the siblings, the neighbors, the moves, the vehicles, the electronics in a quicker way. And there are a lot of standout positive looking alignments. I gave all those dates at the top of the show. Make sure you jot those down. It is definitely go time in these arenas for you, Scorpio. All right, for Sagittarius, this new moon boost about the goals, the career, the status, the authority figures. For you guys, it is focused on your income opportunities now, what's happening with your purchases, your possessions, your products. And so you have this two-week period to start new things or to take what you're already involved in and move it forward. At the crossroads of this new moon boost, you have your north node of destiny where you are front and center with something big and creative or involving your love life or lover or the kids or something recreational. On the other side of that crossroads is what you're rebalancing or letting go or you know, looking at with past life karmic scenarios involving institutions, research and development, isolating behind the scenes scenarios, or something artistic, romantic, or spiritual there. And all of this, I jumped over. Skip the karmic thing, Sag. North Node of Destiny, you showing up with the creative projects, the love life, the kids, the recreation. Past life rebalancing of something or looking at where you are with this past life person or situation has to do with what's going on with your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, and or your original projects and aspirations, sorry. And then this all pours out into Cancer, so Sag, you know, this is pouring out with your emotional connection behind all of this having to do with financial interests or your sex life or reproductive life or a divorce or any third-party stories. This is the last new moon tied to Pluto, so very powerful, very deep. Again, bringing in where the emotional pour-out is coming for the Sagittarius is, so very deep, powerful changes and evolving of the story through those financial realms or your sex life or reproductive life or the divorce or third party story tied to that. Mercury comes into the story on Saturday the 13th in the evening and runs there until February 5th. So Sagittarius, you know, this brings in all the news and the ideas and the talks about income, purchases, products, possessions. It really helps you meet with people and look at sales or writing or interviews or offers and decisions about it. It also might get you connected with siblings or neighbors or moves or vehicles or electronics in those stories. And so definitely opening this up and joining in with this forward momentum about your income, purchases, products, possessions. There's a lot of really positive dates in the future here with Mercury that I gave at the top of the show. Make sure you jot those down. But forward you go in those arenas. All right, Capricorn, it's all about you. And so, you know, the new moon is in play now from the 11th through the 25th. This is about you going for what you want, focusing on new, fresh starts for yourself with anything you want to do for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, you know, maybe a lot of recognition around you. In the balance, at the crossroads of this, there is the future north node of destiny tied to this that has to do with your home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates in the story. And on the other side of the crossroads is the karmic south node where past life people or situations, you know, and we're rebalancing or releasing or looking at where we are with that karma having to do with higher up authority figures in your life like parents or bosses or judges or directors or mentors or what's happening with your career or status or your big life goals. And so readdressing the balance between those two sides of things as you're launching yourself forward. And then this all pours out into Cancer, which means the emotional connection for you behind all this is really coming through your connections with others. You know, where are you with your clients, with your specialists, your experts, your agents, your attorneys? Where are you with your romantic partners, your business partners, the competition, your advocates? And so all of this is coming together to launch you forward, Cap. And then also it's the last new moon of your lifetime tied to Pluto in your sign. So there is this deep, powerful, transformative energy about you stepping into your power, making any changes, going deeper, looking at where you are financially, sexually, intimately, or through divorce or third-party stories as you're launching yourself forward. Now, Mercury joins this story on Saturday the 13th in the evening. Mercury will be in your sign until February 5th. And so now you can hear from people. They want to talk about what it is you're trying to do. You can meet with people physically. You can get in there and interview or focus on sales and writing and agreements and decisions. And so you have a lot more added momentum to this forward thrust about what it is you want. There are a lot of standout dates I gave at the top of the show. They all look like they're in really good alignment to me. There's a lot of doors opening up as you go for this. So there you have it. All right, for Aquarius, you have this new moon momentum kicking in from the 11th of January through the 25th. This helps you move into new situations. It helps you take your current stuff and move it into whatever comes next, new chapters, new directions. So it's looking at your goals, your status, your fame, your career, these authority figures, and what is playing out in your 12th house. Is this about art, film, music, painting, poetry, romance? Is it about romantic getaways or trysts? Is it about your spirituality or psychic moments? Is it about tackling bad habits or addictions, secrets or deceptions? Is it about institutions or research and development or your time to recuperate and recharge your batteries? So whatever you're choosing there, maybe a few of those things, this gives you that boost forward to go for new goals or take your goals there and go forward with them. And there is a crossroads here between the North Node of Destiny and the Karmic South Node. So the North Node of Destiny is where are you with your ideas, your writing, your sales, your talks and meetings, your local community activities or short trips to nearby places? Or is it something involving siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics for you? And then you're balancing that on the other side of the crossroads with karmic past life people or situations that involve media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, legal agreements, travel plans, distant situations, educational pursuits, ceremonies, religion, or politics. And all of this is pouring out into the sign Cancer, which for Aquarius means the emotional connection behind, that's what's driving behind all of this, has to do with what you need or want when it comes to work or health, when it comes to animals or paperwork or what's going on with coworkers or hired help. This is the last new moon involving Pluto in the same territory, and so it can be very deep, very profound, very powerful. It can evolve these stories for you that are artistic, romantic, spiritual, addictive, secretive, institutional, or about the research or recuperative time. It can help you get in there about the financial side or the sexual intimacy or the divorce or mortality or third parties involved in that story. So there you have it. And then on Saturday the 13th in the evening, Mercury moves into this same territory and will be there until February 5th. Now all of a sudden you're in talks, you're in meetings, you're in sales, you're in writing, offers, short trips, decisions that join in with this new moon momentum about your artistic pursuits, your romantic life, your spiritual life, tackling these bad habits or addictions or secrets or deceptions or dealing with what you're moving forward with these institutions or recuperative time or research and development. There's a lot of good dates at the top of the show. Make sure you jot those down. They will be tied to these subjects for you, Aquarius, and how you can take this forward. All right, and for Pisces, the new moon energy, this is giving you that massive boost forward. It is one of the more powerful new moons I've seen in a while. And it is in play from January 11th through the 25th. It is giving you 2 weeks of momentum, Pisces, to launch into brand new situations or take what you're already involved in and move it into what comes next. And for you, this is about your aspirations, about your original ideas, your freedoms, about your friends, your associates, your group activities, about what you're doing online or with astrology or charities or parties, events, or gatherings. At the crossroads, as you're launching yourself forward here, with your goals, there is the North Node of Destiny on one side where it is really getting you front and center towards your future, towards any destined, fated things that are tied to personal income, purchases, products, or possessions. And on the other side of that crossroad for you, in the balance, is something with another person having to do with karmic past life scenarios and if you're going to rebalance things now or release something. And this is tied to other financial influences like loans or debt or inheritance or taxes or insurance or investments and that kind of thing. Or it's tied to a birth, a death, a divorce, or any sexual or intimate interests that are going on in your life or anything with third parties influencing it. So you're kind of balancing which way you want to lean towards most strongly here as you're moving forward with these aspirations, with your original projects, with your social life and online life and all of the other things I listed for the new moon. And this is pouring out into the emotional sign of Cancer. So the emotional thrust behind this is to connect with where you are in your creative life, what's going on with your children, your love life and or lover or anything recreational in the story. This is the very last new moon in Capricorn in our lifetime that will be with Pluto while it is in this sign. And so it adds that very powerful, evolving, transformational energy, make changes, evolve this story, look at where you are again with the financial, the sexual, the divorce, the death, the birth, the third parties as you're moving this energy ahead. And then Mercury joins the new moon starting on Saturday the 13th in the evening and will be there until February 5th. So over these weeks ahead, this opens up ideas about your aspirations, your original projects. It opens up talks and meetings and sales and writing and offers and decisions about those aspirations or original projects or what's going on with the friends, the groups, the associates, online, the astrology, the charities, the gatherings, the parties, the events. And there are a lot of connections that Mercury is going to make. They all look very positive to me. It's going to really throw you out there with more momentum and help you get this ball rolling. And so definitely check the dates I gave at the top of the show for that. And you are on your way. Zoe Moon. It was a short and sweet show again, because the universe wants us to focus on these goals or our career or status or these higher up people in these different areas of life for every sign and really move the ball forward. And so it is concentrating our energy there so that we can make that happen. I hope everybody has a fantastic week. If you guys are trying to listen to the daily, I post that at Zoe Moon Astrology, blogspot.com, or you can come over on Facebook or any of the other social media sites to catch it. If you're trying to ask me questions or book readings, probably fastest way is on facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Otherwise, I will be back next week, same time, God willing. I wish you guys the best with this big push towards these new goals, and I will talk to you guys then. Bye-bye.